when you started rock and roll journalism school, the three people just told you never, ever, under any circumstances, want to interview a Van Morrison, a Roger Waters out of Pink Floyd, and Lou Reed. Not a problem. Lou Reed, as reputation preceded him, and when you go and do these interviews, they give you a sheaf of press cuttings. Lou Reed was in the Velvet Underground. I must make a point not to mention that. And they said, what is your definition of abject misery? Done a questionnaire for Vanity Fair. What is your definition of abject misery? So being interviewed by an English journalist.
Ooh.
I thought, this should fly by. So he wore dark glasses. I put my hand out to shake his hand. He wouldn't shake hands. All he was interested in talking about was guitar tunings, guitar this, guitar... He was fascinated by the technical side of it. And the only... After 20 minutes, I thought, we're just getting nowhere. And he let slip. He said, one of the few benefits of fame is that I can register in a hotel as Philip Marlowe, because I'm a huge Raymond Chandler fan, and walking across the lobby hearing, paging Mr. Marlowe, that brings a smile to my lips. So I said, well, it's funny you should say that, Lou, I said. Because I went to the same school as Raymond Chandler. And he said, no, you didn't. I said, well, yes, I did. I said, well, no, you didn't. At which point in the interview, you think, well, where do we go? I said, well, frankly, Lou, if you claim to know so much about Raymond Chandler, surely you knew he went to Dulwich College, an English public school, the same school that P.G. Woodhouse attended. And Lou Reed said, who's P.G. Woodhouse? I said, Lou, have we got some ground to cover here? And for the next hour, we got on really, really, he was talking about Warhol, he was talking about the factory, he was talking about the Velvets, and the Velvet Underground box set had just come out. And I said, well, what are your thoughts on that, Lou? And he pulled the dark glasses down and he looked at me and he said, there's a very good reason they're called outtakes.